I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for November the 6th, 2017, to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lutke?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to our City Council meeting tonight. We do have several guests on the agenda tonight, but if we get to an issue on the agenda that you have a question about, please raise your hand and I'll try to recognize you at the appropriate time. I'd like in particular to welcome our fire chief here today. Chief Ram, thank you for being here. At this time, though, we are privileged to have from Maplewood Elementary School Cub Scout Pack 158, the Arrow of Light, to lead us in our flag ceremony and pledge of allegiance. Scouts.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Scouts. Thank you, Scouts. Scouts are here tonight to earn a badge and they agreed to help us with that flag ceremony. Thank you so much. Moving on to agenda number three, this is additions to our agenda for this evening. I have no additions. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to make the addition of advancing ordinance number 62-2017 to this evening's council meeting, and they were distributed by Mrs. Brining.
All right, that's a part of agenda item seven, and we'll get to that in order. Anything additional for members of City Council? Mr. Lutke.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to schedule a Community Relations Committee meeting for the purpose of reviewing some appointments to boards and commissions.
We'll make that 15A, schedule Community Relations. Any additional items from members of City Council? Seeing no additionals, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda for this evening is approved. Agenda item four is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on October 16th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Sylvania City Council meeting minutes from October 16th, 2017 as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the council meeting minutes from October 16th, 2017 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes stand approved. Moving on to agenda item five. We have recognition of three artists that assisted the city with its 25th anniversary celebration of our sister city relationship with the city of Woodstock, Ontario. And we have invited them here tonight to recognize them, thank them for their help. We've got some gift bags up here for them. I understand that they will be receiving also some additional thank you from the Arts Commission. But at this time, I'd like to have Jan Shearer come forward and help us. And I'm going to come down as well.
Thank you, Mr.
I would like to thank the mayor, all of you on City Council for your continued support of Sister City Commission. We've been most pleased with your input, your donation of the $2,000 to help us with this anniversary celebration, as well as your physical talents and time. So we really appreciate it. John Bolster, our chairman, could be with you tonight, so I'm standing in for him. I have some Sister City booklets that goes over this 25 years. So those of you who didn't get one, I'll start over here, hand them out. We also have the pins.
Andy Erbskorn from the Historical Commission was instrumental in putting that together. We had several volunteer authors, and we got some help on that, but Andy was the editor for that.
Yes, she did a wonderful job. She learned a lot, she said, since she's not a resident of the community. So she learned some history and really delved into who was around 25 years ago working with this, and those of us today who are continuing with it. And I'll hand out the Sister City pins for those of you who didn't get one, who liked one, please take one. And now I'd like to introduce Jen Archer, who was very instrumental in helping with the artists.
Jennifer got the assignment to come up with some appropriate artwork to give to the Woodstock community and to create that 25-year anniversary pin.
I don't know who suggested that I be the person to come up with an idea.
We call upon the best people in the community to fill important tasks.
Thank you. So when Jen approached me and said that she was looking for a gift to give to the Sister City to recognize the 25 years, we discussed the idea of trying to involve some students in it. And thankfully, my office looks out to the window of the historical village of the garden, which was put in originally in honoring and celebration of that first year of the relationship with Woodstock, Ontario. So I thought what a great thing to have some renderings come out. And in my time with the Arts Commission, I've heard a lot about different art students that are really extraordinary in our school system. So I reached out to two of those students, and they're both here today. If I could have Connor and Stroll come up, please, and Ian Mahoney come up, please. I challenged both of these students to render what they thought would be a suitable imaging of the garden, just as a sketch to begin. And both of these gentlemen behind me put so much time and care and effort into it, it really made it for a hard decision to decide which piece would be used. So we did ask the commission to honor both of them for their work and for the effort that they made. So Connor submitted a beautiful rendering. This was not chosen, but I have to say that decision was an incredibly hard decision to make. So know that it almost came down to flipping a coin. It was really that difficult. You can ask the mayor too. We did ask for his input and insight on that. And then Ian behind me is the person whose artwork was selected. And for those of you that were at the dinner that evening, when we presented it to the mayor of Woodstock, he was very, very pleasantly surprised and honored to receive such a beautiful rendering that was so symbolic of the relationship that the two cities have had over the past 25 years. So with that, I'd like to congratulate both of these gentlemen for their work and effort.
So we do have a gift bag for each of you for your help, but you're getting some actual cash. Congratulations and thank you. Here's your bag. Congratulations. I know you were at the dinner. We appreciated that. And you saw how much the mayor of Woodstock was impressed and took that home with it. Great work for both of you. Absolutely. Come on, Matt.
While I take the picture.
I just stand over here with the city logo in the background. I won't fight. At least not you.
Thank you again. My son did the design logo. Was a, I have strong reminders for the logo that was on the pen, so he could not be here tonight. He's helping us produce our kids' theater show at Southview tonight, and I'm meeting for a trip to Costa Rica coming up, so I apologize for doing that.
This is for your son. Thank you so much.
as part of the sister city discussion before those artists leave the room. We will be traveling to Woodstock a week from Saturday. That is their Santa Claus parade. We have gone up there for many years as well, and we will participate in that. There are some members of council, I think, going to go with me, but we send up a pretty good contingent out of the community. Dave, you told me about 20 or more?
We've got 20 right now. We've got invited the community to join us. Anytime I want to go to Woodstock, we're always looking for new people to dress to.
It's a wonderful drive. It's about 4 hours. It's about an hour short of Toronto, and it's well worth taking a look at it if you haven't been there in the past. Thank you for attending. You are welcome to take off at this time. Moving on to agenda item 6, we do have on the council agenda ordinance 84-2017. This is to enter into an economic development grant agreement with First Federal Bank, and I'd like to turn the discussion over to Mr. Sanford to introduce our guest from First Federal Bank.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In the last year, First Federal was looking for a location here in the Sylvania area, and so I've been working with them for some time, and they settled on location that I think most of the community knows, the former Capital Bank building, and it's there. They'll be occupying 25,000 square feet, but with us to explain more about what their program is going to be are Joel Jurger, the Executive Vice President for the Market Area Executive for First Federal, and Dirk Van Heist, the Senior VP for Senior Commercial Lender. And again, the Job Creation Grant is a tool we use to attract companies to Sylvania. They met the criteria of the number of jobs and the size of the payroll. So, Joel.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your enterprise that's starting with the Sylvania branch?
Oh, fantastic. Obviously, we are late to be here this evening and very eager to join the Sylvania community here in the very near future. As Bill indicated, my name is Joel Jurger, the Market Area Executive, and Dirk Van Heist, our Senior Commercial Banker. And I'll turn over to Dirk to talk
about this. Thanks again for having us here. Bill, thank you for all your efforts on behalf of the bank. But we're very excited to be here in Sylvania. We're looking to move about 30 jobs over here. We'll take a branch on the first floor, and on the second floor will be our insurance group. We'll invest about $1 million into the building to get it up to what I think you all probably remember what the old Capital Bank looked like, and we're going to get us action to that stage. We expect to be there probably mid-December, January at the latest, and we look forward to having a group there. I think as we estimated, the payroll will be about, I think, 1.8 million of staff. As I said before, there'll be 30 people starting off. There'll be plenty of room for us to expand in the future. So we're excited to be back in New Sylvania. At least myself, I worked in the old Capitol building for a while, but for it's going to be great to be back. Maybe Joel will talk a little bit about the bank, and I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with First Federal, but maybe a little bit of background.
Yeah, we're a community bank headquartered in Defiance, Ohio, with approximately $3 billion in assets. Toledo Metro is obviously a very high growth market for us that we're strategically focusing on here in the near future. And this specific office will end up being our largest as far as space and personnel once we are occupied in it after the start of the year. So, again, this is a very, very important market to us, and we're definitely looking forward to playing a much more meaningful role. So, we appreciate the consideration.
Any questions for the gentleman? All right.
I have a question.
Mrs. Hussman.
Now, I am the oldest one in the room, so I'll just admit that. There used to be a First Federal.
It was savings and loan.
Yeah.
This is a bank.
This is different.
Yes. Yeah.
This is not connected with that. Not from the old. It's a good name.
Yeah. And Mrs. Husband,
Sandy,
I remember them as well. I can remember as a small child being taken there to open up my first account. We walked to it from my first house on Rushland Avenue. There was one on Monroe Street, a block and a half away.
I do need to say, though, I did quite a bit of work in Defiance in my time, and the bank there is an iconic part of that community and has done a phenomenal job, not just in Defiance, but throughout all that part of Northwest Ohio. So I think when you think of our First Federal, you're selling this First Federal short.
Oh, well, I don't want to do that.
Because
that was not
they really are a kind of a pillar of that part of our state. And so I think we should be delighted to have a prestige client like this coming to Sylvania, picking Sylvania.
All right.
We agree. We're glad you're here.
You're welcome to sit down, or you can stay right there, but we're going to bring this legislation up. You have in your packets a proposed jobs creation credit or economic development grant, and it is only for the insurance office part of the operation, not the banking. We do not give economic development grants for retail banking jobs, but we do for insurance jobs. And those are written up here. You can see the calculations on the second page of your council packet information. It refers to the $1.8 million in payroll that you referred to. It is a third of the income tax that's paid, or a half a percent will go back to them for 5 years. This follows our guidelines that council has established, and I think is a very good incentive to move into that empty old Capital Bank building. There's been many things through there. We mentioned the Fifth Third Bank. ProMedica has been in there as well. They just moved a bunch of jobs to downtown Toledo, and we're fortunate to have your interest in that bank to fill that office space in our city. So I'm going to, Bill, anything else you'd like to say about that?
No, Mayor, I think you've got it covered.
All right, then Mrs. Westfall, we have Ordinance 84-2017.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 84-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an economic development grant agreement with First Federal Bank, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 84-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 84-2017.
Second. Been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 84-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Ordinance 84-2017 is approved, as is your economic development grant. So congratulations and welcome to Sylvania.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome.
You'll let us know when the grand opening or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm sure we have council and mayor will come on.
Our plan is probably end of February 10th to get through the holidays. But we'll make sure it's
great.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Thank you.
Take care. Moving on to agenda item 7. We have a report on the public hearing held in these council chambers at 7 p.m. this evening. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, a public hearing was held this evening, Monday, November 6th at 7 o'clock, and the topic was proposed Ordinance 62-2017. Present were all members of council as well as many members of administration, and there was no one here to speak for or against this proposed legislation, so council took the action to make a motion to advance the proposed Ordinance 62-2017 to this evening's council meeting. So with that, we'd like to move forward.
No further comment. You can introduce the ordinance.
I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 62-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Amending Part 11, Planning and Zoning Code of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances 1979, as amended by amending Section 1101.10, Definitions, and by amending Section 1153.02, Special Uses, and waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 84-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. I'm sorry.
62.
Ordinance 62-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 62-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 62-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 62-2017 is approved. Agenda Item 8 is the 2018 budget. First is a report from the Finance Committee meeting held on October the 18th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to first give a report on the Finance Committee meeting that was held on October 18th, 2017 for discussion of the 2018 budget. The meeting was held at 7:30 a.m. All members of the Finance Committee committee were present. Myself, Mr. Fry, Mr. Haino, and Mr. Lukey. Also joining us are the council members, Mr. Mishka, Mrs. Hussman, and Mrs. Capellini. And then from administration, Mr. Schroyer, Mr. Aller, and Mayor Stau were with us. Mr. Schroyer, we opened up with Mr. Schroyer sharing the 2018 budget highlights. The 2018 budget projects balanced general fund with $12.1 million in revenue and $12.1 million in expenses. The 2018 year-end general fund balance discussion around that and was pursued, and the projected budget there is $11.1 million. There was a lengthy discussion regarding the community programs and particular focus on the request of the Downtown Business Association and Redbird. And we came to a really strong position, I believe, that after much discussion, we supported a recommendation from Mr. Fry to fund the DSA for 3 years as follows: 2018 at $16,000, 2019 at $12,000, 2020 at $6,000, and then 2021 we would no longer be funding them. So that became a motion that was advanced and what we proposed to move into the budget. Additional discussion at the Finance Committee was on the municipal court budget and adjusting their annual increase to fall in line with all of the other city departments at 1.5%. Mr. Haina moved to advance the budget with the recommended changes to the November 6th council meeting for a first reading. Mr. Fry seconded, and the motion carried. Meeting adjourned at 8:50.
All right.
Mary, can I just add that we made the recommendation for the Redbird DSA contingent upon having somebody appointed to or
excellent
present
point
to their organization as well, right?
Correct. Thank you for that clarification.
Thank you, Mr. Mishka. Mr. Schroyer, Finance Director, you have made these proposed changes into the budget. I know that you sent out a memo to City Council last Friday, and the council, or the, why don't you tell us the changes that you made? What was in your memo?
One of the first change we made was to account for the $16,000 that was going to the DSA and Redbird Group. In order to get, the second change was in order to get the court budget down to the same percentage increase as the rest of the city, we had to deduct $50,000 from the court budget. And the third change is just to account for the difference between those $50,000 and $16,000 to $34,000 that we could transfer back, transfer into the capital improvement fund. So there's the grand total of $12.1 million did not change.
And it is still a balanced budget.
Yes, correct.
All right.
And one thing I'd like to add, Mr. Mayor, is we're just asking for a first reading tonight.
That's what's on the plan. The schedule set out would be a second reading in 2 weeks and a final passage in 4 weeks. However, if we can possibly pass it in 2 weeks, that helps the finance department and the clerk get everything recorded by the end of the year. And there will be another ordinance coming to you, which is a balancing of the accounts for 2017.
Correct.
So if you are ready in 2 weeks, we would appreciate that being passed, but we do not ask for it or need it tonight. So, Mrs. Westfall, we just need a first reading by title only.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 77-2017. All members having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. To make appropriations for current expenditures and other expenditures of the City of Sylvania, Ohio for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2018.
And that's it. Unless there's more discussion or more business you'd like to take place, that's it. And we'll put it back on the agenda in 2 weeks. Thank you. Thank you, Council, for your efforts, and Mr. Schroyer for making those changes. All right, we're on to agenda item 9. We've got three issues coming up here that are all street-related. The first one has to do with professional services for an engineering study of the U.S. 23 Monroe Street interchange. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Back in May, which you know now seems forever, I can't believe we're in November already. It's been times past, but in May, you authorized us to request letters of interest from engineering firms for a study to improve our U.S. 23 Monroe Street interchange. We obtained letters of interest from three firms, interviewed two of them, and through that process, we recommended and entered into negotiations with the Mannequin Smith Group out of Maumee, Ohio. we entered into fee negotiations and worked through that process with the Ohio Department of Transportation. what we have before you this evening is a result of those negotiations. We are requesting permission to move forward with a contract in the amount of $153,565 for that study. It includes $149,379 in authorized tax and an additional $4,186 in if authorized tax. We are assuming that we will have to do the additional tasks that are related to survey and with the low-lying grounds and wetlands that we have in the interior of the existing interchange. We're anticipating that we'll have to do those additional services. So that's why we're requesting the entire fee. So this was part of our 2017 budget. It actually came in much less. Our initial estimates were based on studies that were done for the Door Street interchange and the US 28 interchange. So we had initially budgeted $300,000 as that's what those studies cost. But because of some information that we have in our records, our study is only going to cost us this $153,565. So it came in well below what we had originally estimated. But it was part of the 2017 capital improvement budget, and we would recommend approval to move forward.
Just to clarify, this is not to be confused with the safety study that was done just east of here on Alexis or the drainage study that's underway now or with the bridge deck replacement project currently scheduled 4 years from now on the Monroe Street Bridge, though it could affect that project or the scope of that work in 4 years.
Correct.
There's an awful lot of traffic that goes across that bridge, and if the interchange can be reconfigured, we might be able to make the interchange and bridge work more efficiently. So this is to move ahead. It is 50% under the capital improvement budget number. It's with a firm that we are familiar with that's done work in the city before, and the administration's recommendation is to award the contract to Mannequin Smith in Ordinance 78-2017. There's no further discussion. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 78-2017. All members of Council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of the Mannequin Smith Group to provide engineering services for the U.S. 23 Monroe Street Interchange Project, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $153,565, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 78-2017 be read by title only, and second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 78-2017.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 78-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and ordinance 78-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 10. This is also an item in the capital improvements budget for 2017 to resurface the Acres Road between Alexis and Monroe Street. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, this is a traditional, this will be a traditional mill and fill type project where we'll take the top 2 inches off and then replace it with 2 inches of new asphalt. That section of pavement is in very poor condition looking for replacement. In next year's capital improvement, we actually have the Acres Road section north of Alexis. That will be included in our micro-servicing project that we've been doing. But this section is in such poor condition that the micro-servicing isn't a proper product to use there. So it'll be a traditional mill and fill. We did specify that the work can only occur during Saturday and Sunday or during any evening because of the high daily traffic on that through the normal work week. We will not be doing the work during that time. So the work has to be done either during the daytime on Saturday or Sunday or any evening. So we did request proposals from four area firms. We received bids from three. The low bid for the project was received from Crestline Paving and Excavating in Toledo, Ohio. They've been a very good firm, reputable firm, been in business for many, many years. And their bid was $31,887, which was almost 6% underneath the engineer's estimate. In our discussions with Crestline, they have informed us that due to their existing workload, that this work will be done in 2018. It will not get done yet in 2017. So, but we would recommend moving approval construction contract with Crestline Paving and Excavating.
By awarding the contract now, it'll be encumbered in 2017 and be a part of the 2017 budget. You should understand the potential schedule of what we just approved in the previous ordinance. It's 4 years off to the bridge deck. And it may be 10 years off until we have modifications to the interchange based on that study that we just awarded. Unless you have different news, we can't let the interchange deteriorate more waiting for a change. This is not wasted funds. We need to keep and take care of it.
Yes.
Kevin, question for you on the timing of the project. You don't anticipate, obviously, we never know what the winter weather is going to be like. Another winter wear on that paving would not deteriorate this to the point where we couldn't do mill and fill?
No, I would not anticipate that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's starting to deteriorate. It's beyond the micro-surfacing stage, but I wouldn't anticipate that we would generate any large full reconstruction needed there.
Okay.
All right, we have ordinance 79-2017. Mr. Pry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 79-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Crestline Paving and Excavating for the Acres Road Resurfacing Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $31,887, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second. Moved and seconded that ordinance number 79-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 79-2017.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 79-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 79-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 11, we have a final change order for the McCord Road micro surfacing project. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As part of that project, we had the contract with Strouser Construction, who actually did the micro-servicing, and we also had a separate contract that we're discussing this evening with Zimmerman Paint Contractors, who did striping and traffic lane changes and things like that for the project. As part of the project, we had coordinated with the county engineer. They were also doing a project on Sylvania Avenue. And when they came through the intersections at Sylvania and McCord. We agreed to actually extend our micro-surfacing project about 500 feet. As part of that, that extended some of the work that Zimmerman's Paint had to do in striping and things of that nature. And so this change order is for that additional work. It's just a quantity adjustment, and that's where the additional work was required. So it would take their contract from $27,145 to $30,557. We agree with the quantities and would recommend approval.
All right, we do have proposed ordinance 80-2017 authorize this final change order. But before we do, the president of council asked me to explain to the Notre Dame students here tonight. Are you all Notre Dame? All right. You're the school that comes to our city council meetings. You've heard a couple times, and you're going to hear again for this one, we go through a two-motion process to pass legislation. The city's charter, written in 1961, requires that all ordinances be read in their entirety three times. That would take quite a while. This particular ordinance is a page and a half long. Some of them are a lot longer than that. And we'd have to do it three times. And that's because there were no Xerox machines back then. There was carbon paper. And there was no internet. But now with those other ways of people having a look at this legislation in advance, we are allowed to do a motion to waive the second and third readings and to read by title only. That's what the first motion is. The second motion is to pass it in the first night with a supermajority of council, which is 5 out of the 7 votes. And most council ordinances are passed that way. If there are only 4 yes votes, then we need to go through the 3 votes process to do it. But as you can see, most items are done in one night, and that is to make council business more efficient. So we'll go through that process again. Mr. Fry. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 80-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve the change order number 1 to this city's agreement with the Zimmerman Painting Contractors Company for the McCord Road resurfacing project, which reflects the actual work performed on this project, increasing the contract amount by $3,412, appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that ordinance number 80-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 80-2017.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 80-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 80-2017 is approved. Moving to the second page of our agenda, we're up to agenda item 12. This one has to do with requesting letters of interest for construction engineering services for the Main Street reconstruction project. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The plans and specifications for our Main Street project are moving forward. They're nearly complete. We have just some details for the right-of-way certification to get wrapped up on the project, and we'll be ready to submit everything to Central Office of ODOT. The next step in this process for us is to get a construction project engineer on board. That is something, the construction inspection and administration of the project is something that needs to be done by an ODOT pre-qualified firm. It's not something that we're able to do ourselves because of the ODOT funding that's involved here. So we're ready to move forward to get firms online that would be interested in performing those services. We will go out for letters of interest. We will then decide which firm to enter into fee negotiations with, much like we did on the previous ordinance tonight, and then come to you. Our plan, hope is to come to you in January of 2018 with a recommendation to move forward for the construction engineering on this project. This is an anticipated capital item. In the 2018 budget, we realize that the budget has not been approved yet, but we are it is listed in one of our expenses in that capital project. So we would request authorization to advertise for these services.
Now, this is not awarding a contract. This is just soliciting letters of interest. We need a motion, Mr. Fry, to authorize soliciting those letters of interest.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion to authorize members of the administration to request letters of interest for the Main Street Reconstruction Project.
Second. Moved and seconded to authorize Service Department to solicit those letters of interest. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And motion carries. Moving on to agenda item 13. This is very good news. We have rebid phase two of the River Trail project, and this time we received better bids. They are within project budget, and we are prepared to move ahead, take the necessary steps to award that contract tonight. There are two ordinances we need to do, however, to accomplish that, and I would like to have the service director take us through those two ordinances.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you were aware, we had received funding from the State Senate as part of their appropriation bill. And those funds are, it was part of their Senate Bill 310. It was included as part of the community recreation program. It's actually listed as a $400,000 grant, but the Ohio Department of Natural Resources retains $8,000 of that as an administrative fee. So we will actually be receiving $392,000. The attached agreement is simply for the receipt of those funds, the agreement as to how they'll be used on the River Trail and things of that nature. It's been a long time coming through this program, and we would recommend approval of the agreement and able to move forward with receiving the funds.
These are funds that were awarded to us with the help of then State Representative Barbara Sears, working with the legislature as the majority whip in the State House, and we appreciated that very much. The different sources of funding are what are making this phase two possible. The total budget is $2.4 million. We got this $400,000. $392,000 going towards the project. We have $400,000 being granted to us by Flower Hospital, and we have $850,000 coming to us through an ODOT project.
Clean Ohio Trails project,
excuse me. So that reduces the city's portion of the project to about $800,000, and that's a great funding leverage for the city of Sylvania to be able to do that and get this project done. So we are very excited about this, but we need to pass this first agreement easement with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. We have ordinance number 81-2017 to do this. This would be either Mrs. Capellini or Mrs. Westfall. Mrs. Capellini, are you prepared to read this one?
I would love to read it. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 81-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a pass-through grant agreement with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 81-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move final passage, ordinance number 81-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of 81-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 81-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 13C, this will be the service director's report of the bids received. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We received bids for the second time on this project November 1st, and there were a total of four bids this time that we received. The lowest base bid amount is with Miller Brothers Construction out of Archbold, Ohio. I'm sure you've all seen their trucks and equipment around on several projects in this area. We do award this project on base bid. There were a couple alternates that were included that allows for some additional work should we choose to do it at this time of the project. If we choose to move forward with that, we will have to come back to council for that approval. But the award is based on the base bid submitted by all of the contractors. Their base bid was $2,487,260.26. That was underneath the engineer's estimate of $2,577,000, so that was good news. Had we received this bid the first time, we wouldn't have had to rebid it. It would have been within the 10% of the original estimate. But, you know, I'm very happy that Miller Brothers was the is the contractor. They're a very good firm. I've worked on several projects through the years with them, and they'll do a very good job on this project. So it would be our recommendation to move forward with River Trail Phase 2 with Miller Brothers Construction.
The contractual completion date is August the 1st?
August 1st, yes.
2017. It's been a long process
18.
Getting here. 18. It's been a long process getting here. We're very happy. We want to get this under contract. Obviously, there's no questions about Miller Paving, so this is the right project to move ahead with. And again, we have ordinance 82-2017, and I'll look to Mrs. Capellini to award this. It's a park trail.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 82-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the bid of Miller Brothers Construction Incorporated and awarding the contract for the River Trail Improvements Phase 2 Project Kassane, authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $2,487,260.26. Appropriating funds, therefore. All waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance 82-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you. I'd like to move final passage, ordinance number 82-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 82-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance 82-2017 is approved, as is the contract with Miller Brothers Construction for Phase 2 River Trail construction. Thank you all. On to agenda item 14. You have in your council packets proposed ordinance 83-2017. This is to enter an agreement with the Lucas County Commissioners for the provision of public defender services to the Sylvania Municipal Court for next year, 2018. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a decrease in the amount. A few years ago, we changed how we pay for the public defender services, and now we are charged solely on a per case basis. So last year we paid $29,400. Next year the proposed agreement is for $24,000. And we only pay for those cases that are Sylvania Municipal Code public defender cases. The county provides the public defender services for the state code cases. So it would be my recommendation that we approve this contract.
Mr. Fry has informed me that he would like to push away from the table for this one. He has other contracts with the Lucas County Commissioners. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Mayor.
All right. So first I need a motion to allow Mr. Fry to push back from the table.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And let the minute show that Mr. Fry has left the table for this passage. We do have ordinance 83-2017. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 83-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement on behalf of the city of Sylvania, Ohio, with the board of Lucas County Commissioners for the provision of public defender services to the Sylvania Municipal Court for the year 2018, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 83-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 83-2017.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance 83-2017 be passed as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 83-2017 is approved. We're now up to agenda item 15, which is committee reports. We have added agenda item 15A to schedule a community relations committee meeting. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. City Council has several appointments to be made before the end of the year of individuals who serve on boards and commissions that we appoint to. That would be Sageard, and it would be the Board of Zoning Appeals. And so we need a meeting to begin to talk about making those reappointments. This is the first time under new legislation that the council passed earlier this year requiring an open process for appointments that for individuals who have served more than two terms. And this may or may not fall into this category this time. I think it does in one case. But need to have a meeting. I'd like to suggest that we meet ahead of the November 20th council meeting if we can. And let's say, although this may take a tad bit of discussion, so I would suggest maybe 6:45. No, yeah, 6:45, yeah.
7:45? 6:45?
6:45, yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, good for everybody. So Sharon, Monday, November 20th, 6:45.
Okay. All right. Very good. Any other committee reports or business to take place at this time? Hearing none, any committee referrals or new agenda items? Hearing none, we'll move on to the information items. Information item A, you've been getting these since the beginning of the second half. You can see that the income tax actually is a little bit larger deficit from last year, but if you look at the second half of the sheet, we are up 12% from 2 years ago, so that means if you average it out over 2 years, it's 6% per year. Again, this is being caused by the change of reporting requirements for our larger employers. Hopefully this holds. And I would suspect that the reason that it has gotten a little bit lower is because we have lost a number of ProMedica jobs out of our community. And we will study that a little bit closer, but we're also very glad that we've got First Federal Bank moving into the old Capital Bank building or the Fifth Third building or the ProMedica building, whatever. Now First Federal. So that's good news, and we're in much better shape than some of our similar suburban communities in the Toledo area. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending. Chief, nice to see you here tonight. We appreciate it.